Arg, ahoy there, matey. Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. Barry, the boater. St. Patrick. It's his day. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day.
Captain St. Patrick.
Is that what it is? It's Captain St. Patrick's Day weekend? Is that what we're celebrating today?
I think it's a great name.
Well, it's his weekend. Captain Patrick has his own holiday. I don't know if he's wearing green or he's, just green with envy, or he's about to spew a bunch of green goo out of his mouth from us talking about this, because he's not a fan for some reason. I would expect him to be very happy with the fact that he has his own, unofficial kind of holiday.
The only thing I see left right now of Captain Patrick is his eye, and that just disappeared too. So.
Right. It's not even green. What color are your eyes, Patrick or St. Patrick? What are they? Blood red, it looks like. I see right now.
And there. Continue down this path.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Patrick.
Yeah.
Whether you want to celebrate it accordingly or not, there's a lot of boaters this weekend doing just that. There's a lot of events going on in Florida and around the world, for that matter.
Yeah, any excuse to drink.
Yes. Well, just have your designated boat captain who's staying sober. You want to do that.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of festivities going on. I mean, any reason to get out on the water and celebrate accordingly with your friends. I mean, this is definitely a weekend that's going to be busy in that regard. So, keep your head on a swivel if you're the captain, for sure, and do it safely. But get out there, enjoy it. I don't know. Are there any waterways that are dyed green in Florida? I don't think we do that here. That's just up north.
I think because
algae.
Not
on purpose.
The problem is that the waterways, Biscayne Bay and all that, is so huge that I don't think there's enough green ink in the world to make that darker.
Right.
But there are some parties going on at Bayside Marketplace, which we've been to before.
Yeah, down
that's,
there by
that's
the
right
boat
down
show,
near yeah by the ports and all that. Mm-hmm. Tampa is going to paint their river green.
Oh, they are doing that in Tampa.
Yeah, they are doing that.
All right.
With St. Augustine. Paint.
Yeah, with actual paint.
Because they're stupid.
St. Augustine has a parade going on, and that's good. You could go over there and also drink from the Fountain of Youth, which I did.
It didn't work. I can see you, Barry.
No, I
it's
feel
looking
over
everyone
and over.
Else on YouTube,
thank you.
Facebook Live, and Twitch.
Well, wow. I put on my makeup, so I'm good.
Yeah. He looks great for
Barry's real age, 25.
No. Yeah, Barry looks pretty awesome for an 85-year-old.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And you're, what, 60, maybe?
Geez,
I'm a little older
man.
Than
Why
that.
Don't you just ask him for a Social Security number while you're at it?
Well, I'm not going to do that. I don't care.
I'm sure I have Greg's number somewhere. Yeah. I could use that.
Well, even Barry's not wearing green, so much for him celebrating.
You don't know
St.
what's
Patrick's
below
Day.
My shirt.
Oh, that's enough. I don't want to see anything below your shirt. And neither does anyone else.
Patrick's now about to turn green.
Yeah. Any advice, Patrick, for people celebrating St. Patrick's Day this weekend on their boat?
Don't.
Okay, that's what I figured. Yeah. Just stay home, get a birthday
stay
cake
home,
for Captain
keep the boat
St.
on
Patrick.
The trailer, let all the idiots go out there and
leave it to the amateurs.
Do their stuff and drink and do all the stuff you're not supposed to do. You'll be much happier, much safer.
Like Captain Patrick.
Take the Jimmy Buffett experience, if you will, like people that would attend his concerts, and they take their boats to the parking lots there, and they just have a big old have a party in your driveway in your boat.
Uh-huh.
And, set up the sprinkler so that occasionally it swings by and sprays some water in the boat, like you're actually going through the water. You're going to be much safer, much happier, and you won't have to spend the money on gas.
That's, something? He is right.
I am.
You can put a couple of fans in front to make it feel like the wind is blowing.
I'm sure your neighbors will appreciate that. And
they'll
probably
be over there
wanting
to get on board.
No, they're
going to
call the authorities, say, hey, Patrick's finally lost it. get the people in the white suits. Take him away. He's finally crossed the line. But look, you know, celebrate accordingly. Just another excuse to get out on the water for sure, whether it's green water or not. This could be the
weekend. There's another good
for
reason
it.
Down here.
Yeah, what's
that? It's 88 degrees. Welcome to summer.
All right.
If you live down here, spring just went by while you closed your eyes.
It's coming gone. Back. We're wavering back and forth. It's actually supposed to cool off again Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, but you're in the middle Florida. Barry. Down here, summer is here.
Well, no, it's just this weekend. We got a big heat wave come through. Yeah, we're hitting like almost 90. Down here in Orlando, and I know it's down there in Fort Lauderdale, but I saw the weather. It's supposed to cool off again. We're going to get another cooling off thing at the beginning of the week there, Barry, so fear not. We kind of waffle back and forth still right now. We're in the sweet spot of weather in Florida, you know, because, you know, it's spring break time, you know, and I've always said March, April are like the best months of the year to be in Florida. Because, you know, they haven't warmed up north consistently enough, and we haven't, like, warmed up to the point where you want to go hibernate in air conditioning. You know, once June hits, forget about it. Even
hurricane
May.
Season hasn't started.
Right.
No, I think May is going to be another hot one this year.
Well,
like
who
it was
knows?
Last year.
You
we'll
know,
see.
But still, I mean, we're
going out on a limb with that weather prediction, are we, Barry?
Oh, no, that's a pretty easy one.
May can still be pretty good.
Don't put your reputation at risk there, weatherman.
Yeah. Okay.
But May is when, starts consistently getting pretty warm down here. But man, March, April, oof, we're in heaven right now, Barry. Come on. Yeah. Ray, you
no,
would
I
agree.
Mean, winter's been beautiful this year. We've had the most cold days the last I could remember. February was beautiful. My electric bill went way down. FP&L's crying.
Well, maybe. But still, I mean, right now the weather's perfect. You get in the, you know, even the high 70s, to me, that's like, this is beautiful.
No, I'm not complaining about it. It's 88 degrees today. It's
right.
Gorgeous out.
Well,
today's the day to be at the beach.
There you go. That's right.
So I'll see you later. I'm going.
Barry the boaters are going to go out there and participate in a wet t-shirt contest. Oh, God, I said it. I'm sorry. You can't unsee that mental image.
No, you can't. Here, I'll start now.
But then anyway, you know, just jump in your boat and escape. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
So there, we got that going on this weekend to celebrate, Captain St. Patrick. But where else would you like to navigate us to today?
I just figured out why you chastise me about me speaking into my hand. It's because when you and Barry go off on these tangents about discussing the weather like two old men on a park bench, I just have to cover up my face. It's just like, please let it end. Please.
Hey, we're not feeding the pigeons yet.
Okay. So, question, guys.
Yep.
When is a boat show not a boat show anymore?
When they stop charging to get in?
Well, that's an idea. Yeah.
I figured Greg would respond, Colonel Mustard in the library with the candlestick. This is kind of what I was expecting.
However, your train of thought, but go ahead.
You'll pick back up on it. So the Chicago Boat Show, everybody's familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
I'd put it in the top five nationwide.
Yeah,
it's a pretty well known event. It's been around for a very, very long time. The Chicago Boat Show is going to retain its name, but beginning next year, it will not be in Chicago anymore.
Okay.
Where are they putting it?
Yeah.
Rosemont.
Where's that?
Well, the Rosemont Convention Center is kind of like a suburb of Chicago.
It's going to the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont.
Right. That's a big convention center area for a lot of shows. We've had dive shows there. It's still considered Chicago.
Not if you're a Chicagoan. It is not.
They refer to that area kind of as part of Chicagoland.
Listen, Oviedo is not considered part of Orlando.
Yes, it
we
is.
We will go to war.
It's a suburb of Orlando. So is Rosemont, a suburb of Chicago.
This place is still... Land. Oh, okay.
Here's what happened.
I get it.
So the Discover Boating Chicago Boat Show dates back more than 90 years.
90 years. Okay. Well, let's find out if indeed they've overstepped their bounds. And according to Captain St. Patrick, next on the World of Boating.
You're You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Y'all look great. It's so good to see y'all.
Likewise.
Welcome to Hilton Head Island. It's Woo! Absolutely beautiful. Oh, it's so amazing. And so I figured what better way to see the island than on a boat.
Yeah. This is the World of Boating. Gregor First Mate, Captain Patrick, and Barry the Boater, rounding out the crew. The Bachelor in full swing again. I've been covering it accordingly to find out when the next fantasy date will be out on a boat. It'll probably happen any time. Barry's been watching Farmer Wants a Wife and trying to figure out if the farmer is going to find the woman of his dreams and take him out on a, I don't know, I think it's just going to be like a pontoon boat or some kind of old aluminum-looking thing. And it's a different kind of spin on that, right, Barry?
Green Acres is the place to be.
Okay, I don't even know what that is referencing exactly, but
farm living is a life for me.
Okay, I think they got a pond though, and
they have a pond.
The fantasy date, maybe it's a canoe.
Is it?
They'll go out on a canoe,
a cement fishing pond.
Oh, you'll have to tell us when you report back after watching Farmers.
I don't watch. No, I don't watch that stuff.
Go ahead. You can tell us the truth, Barry.
Nah, it's okay.
Fun. All right. Well, we'll move on to other boating things. So,
yes.
I don't know. So, you were talking before the break there, Patrick, about, I don't know, your take on what exactly now? What
is this? Okay, so the Discover Boating Boat Show is moving locations.
Yeah,
Rosemont. That boat show goes back more than 90 years.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it may have first been held at the Navy Pier, but archive video shows McCormick Place as far back as 1961 for the boat show.
Right.
So, what they said is the organizers of the boat show said they decided to move after thorough market analysis, exhibitor demand, and boater feedback. Mm-hmm. To which I say, hogwash.
Why?
It all comes down to dollars and cents.
Well, it always does, yeah.
And I'm sure that this other convention center came across with a much better deal. But they should be aware of what happened down in Miami. And one, all the disruption that caused. And I told you guys when that change was made that this was not going to be a longstanding thing. Greg was adamant that it would be. The city of Miami floated $20 million in bonds that the taxpayers are now on the hook for the next 50 years to pay for that fiasco. That at the end of the day, it was exactly what I said. They never intended on moving the boat show to the Bayfront area there with the stadium and all that stuff and Key redeveloping Biscayne. That area. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just off of Key, Virginia, Kia, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was never going to happen off the Rickenbacker Causeway. It was a terrible location. It was extremely hard to get to logistically for the boat manufacturers and the vendors. It just didn't lend itself to this is where we're going to go. And I told you they would go back to the convention center after the renovations were done. And I think I think you're going to have the same type of blowback because honestly, it's all about branding. And if it's not being held in Chicago, the city of Chicago should say, you can't call it the Chicago Boat Show. You're going to have to rename it the Rosemont Boat Show because you took it out of our area, which is dependent upon that tax money. All that money that flowed into this area for that, you've now moved it. You don't get to use our name.
No, I don't.
And then see how successful your Rosemont Boat Show is.
Well, I don't. You see, once again, that whole area up there is a little different, though, because they consider the entire area Chicagoland. That's what they call it. And by the way, Rosemont Convention Center is very close to O'Hara International Airport, Patrick.
O'Hara is something over in Ireland. Okay,
but that's the Chicago airport, and it's right next to Rosemont. It's not in downtown Chicago. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's the same kind of thing. So I see what you're saying, but I don't know that this is you're comparing apples to apples to what was going on in Miami. This is a little different thing, and I don't know. I mean, but the Chicago Boat Show, and it's in the wintertime, so there's no in-water element to it. Is there or is there? I don't know. I'm not positive about that.
We all know Chicagoans are hardcore when it comes to boating.
They are.
And they will have their boats in the water at the first drop of
I think the Chicago Boat Show is during the winter months. So it's it's inside, all encapsulated in that thing. If I remember correctly, it's like a February show or something like that. I don't know. I'm not positive.
Yeah, it happens in January.
January. Okay, so there you go. So there's no in-water element to it, so it's just convention space. The advantage to having it at Rosemont for the exhibitors and anyone coming in, you know, for the boat show is it is very close to the airport. It's much closer than going into downtown Chicago where the
but other people want to be in downtown Chicago, just like they want to be, you know, down in the true Miami Beach.
But once again, I'm just saying there's some pros and cons to both elements. I'm sure it is dollars and cents, and it's cheaper probably for them to execute the show there in Rosemont. But that doesn't necessarily mean.
I didn't say that it was cheaper for them to execute. I'm pretty sure that the convention center said, sure, come on in. We're gonna set the hook with this entry level fee. You see, so for the first 5 years, you get in, and it's $1.50 a foot for your show. But after year five, it goes up to $7 a square foot, and then they're going to be wanting to go back to the old place.
Well, maybe I don't know. We had a few dive shows there in years gone by, so I've been to that area.
Is it more laid out for? Is it big enough where? I mean, there's more parking. It's more accessibility compared to going into Chicago itself.
Here's the thing: nobody was complaining about the Chicago Boat Show.
Well, somebody was because they decided to move it.
Well, no, but they decided to move it because Patrick said it could be dollars and cents.
I guarantee it's dollars and cents.
Yeah. So.
That is true. But I mean, if it's cheaper to execute the show in Rosemont, and maybe they can provide more value for people that attend the show for that reason too. Who knows? I mean, it's a combination of both, isn't it? And like I said, logistically for the exhibitors, I would think Rosemont would be much better.
Well, but you still have to truck all your boats in.
Well, you do.
Maybe for the VIPs, they could fly in, and it'll be closer for them. Well, but as far as if there are highways or turnpikes near there where all these manufacturers can bring all their stuff in easier than in the middle of Chicago or wherever this was located, because I know nothing about
it. Well, once again, I would think that would be
the case. It hasn't been a problem for the past 90 years. It's not a problem now.
Well, it may be.
True. They had those, they had those big wooden, you know, sailing ships. Those were hard to get in around Chicago.
I don't think they had those. I don't know. Anyway, I mean, I see what you're saying, Patrick, but, you know, as far as them calling it the Chicago Boat Show, it's still the Chicago Boat Show. It's in Chicagoland.
It is not.
Ask anybody who lives there. That's what they'll tell you. They'll give you a big old bear hug.
I'd be going up there with T-shirts that say Rosemont Boat Show.
All right. He'll be running really fast.
The Bears. Okay.
The Bears. Listen, some news coming out of North Charleston. So there's this property that formerly a phosphate processing plant was located on. And that phosphate processing plant, you know, because nothing ever bad happens with phosphate processing. You know, no contaminants, anything like that.
A lot of soap, a lot of cleaners.
Yeah, a lot of cleaners.
Smells nice and clean. We'll find out what that means next on The World of Boating.
Listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message. And we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce. And now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Welcome aboard. I will be your captain. You'll be my scallywags. I don't know what that means, but you will be them. And here's how we play.
Thank you for your attention and welcome aboard.
Let's go.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick Barry, the boater rounding out the crew. I also have my brother-in-law in the studio today. He's visiting from up north. We'll talk to Captain Brian. He doesn't have his own holiday like Captain St. Patrick, but he can chime in and he'll join the crew. He may have to clean the heads. I don't know, Brian. I don't want to pull rank, but I'm a first mate, and I know you're a captain up there in Michigan, but... you know, here in Florida, you got to work up the ranks, okay? Just so we're clear.
Yeah.
All right, he's going to go right along with it. So, Barry, you're off the hook because you were the next person that I was going to defer head cleaning duties to.
What? Yeah. I can't hear you. My headphones aren't
working. All right, so speaking of that, phosphates are a good cleansing agent, but there's a phosphate plant what?
So, Seafox, boat manufacturer.
Okay.
Entered into an agreement with the city of North Charleston there. And basically, they were going to build a new manufacturing plant on the site of its industrial property. So it's not like they're going down and they're knocking down pristine, you know, environmentally sensitive areas. This place has already been used for industrial purposes.
Okay.
Pretty harsh, if you will, phosphate processing. And the manufacturing plant would bring approximately 300 jobs to the area, permanent jobs. So you can increase your tax base and, you know, create employment for your citizens, things like that. And the processing site, because it was industrial use, had already been designated as a brownfield site by the city commission, which means that it was in need of remediation in order to get it, which again brings in some temporary job, those jobs being temporary to help with the remediation of the property. But you've got these, how do I want to say, the old men standing on the front lawn shaking their fists that, you know, this one guy, Skip Mickle, who's president of the Union Heights Community Council, we do not feel that a few jobs, it's 300.
Yeah.
We do not feel a few jobs is a good price to pay for more industrial property being developed around our community. They're not developing the property into, it's already industrial property, you moron.
Hmm. Well, you know, and there's another thing. CFOX was going to enter into this 90-year lease. They were going to clean up the area and pay for a 46-acre public park. So it wasn't as though the residents wouldn't have the park that they're looking for.
Oh, but not, no. We, yeah, this could be used for a green space, for a park, or for, you know, better yet, let's build some residential housing on it, you know, for people to live in that don't have any jobs because we kept the boat plant from being built. And who the heck wants to live on a former site of a phosphate processing plant? Because I'm sure there's no environmental problems.
They'd have to dig that up pretty good. But, you know,
really good.
First of all, is there a housing issue in that area where they need more housing? If there isn't, yeah, a park would be nice. But
okay, so just so we're clear, though, the boat company came in and said they wanted to build this new plant on this phosphate area that had formerly been a phosphate production zone, and it kind of damaged the environment a little bit. Is that what you're saying, Patrick?
It needs the area needs remediation, whether they build the boat manufacturing plant there or not, because it has been designated a brownfield site.
So they just don't want the boat manufacturer. They'd rather have something else.
As Barry said, the CFOX comes in and says, look, we want to partner with your community. We want to be a valued member of your community. And not only are we going to bring in jobs, we're also going to build this park.
And they're going to pay for the remediation.
Mm.
You know, I mean, how is that not a win-win? What else are you holding out for?
You get a free boat. You get a free boat. You get a free boat. Just take a, you know, plan from Oprah. And
I don't know.
You got to play the game. Maybe that's what they're holding out for.
Yeah. Hey, CFOX. CFOX.
What kind of boats do they make, by the way, CFOX? What kind of?
You're looking at center consoles, fishing boats, things like that.
Is that
it? They're very foxy.
Is this area near a waterway?
Maybe if CFOX can bring the Chicago Boat Show to North Charleston, then they'll let them build the process, the boat manufacturing plant. Because, you know, it's all in the general same area, right, Greg? North Charleston is considered part of Chicago.
Well, North Charleston, where is it exactly? Is it by the water? Do they have a like an area where?
Yes, it's actually located. The phosphate processing plant is located on the water.
Okay, so seems like a pretty good spot, but for whatever reason, they've upset the local residents, or they haven't sold it.
Well, you upset a few to the same guy who said we couldn't do this for a few jobs. It's 300 at the beginning, and if things continue as we know they will with boat manufacturing, expand and grow, then you have the opportunity to bring even more people into your area, create more jobs, more revenue, and they were going to pay for the park.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, there was something that they didn't, you know, feel they were getting enough of, or they wanted something else.
Some money in an envelope is what they were food.
Well, either that or, you know, the other thing, just like, hey, take a boat up the river there or by the waterway and offer all these people some free rides, schmooze them a little bit. And listen,
we had the same thing happen for the company that I worked for years ago before we went and we built our new yacht center and all that. We were going to locate on a Central Florida lake. I won't name the city, but we had entered a new agreement with the city council, and they were all happy, and all the jobs that were going to come in, we're going to be able to build a plant on the water, okay, which would help with, you know, the yachts being able to go right into and be able to test and everything like that. You're going to bring a lot of jobs into the area, all the trickle down, if you will, to the businesses in the area. Whether it's the hardware store, the rental properties, the housing market, restaurants, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started having people show up with the name of the company you know, with that red circle with the line through it,
right,
started showing up at the meetings, yeah, and created such a fuss. And the company that I work for, with the values that they had, said, you know what? It's just not going to be worth it. If we're not wanted, we'll go do something else. And we did.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's fun. I mean, once again, that's the classic battle, you know, of the locals and, you know, business and whatever. I mean, I mean, you know, again, they can scare C-Fox away and they'll go find some other place if they.
Yeah, there's going to be another community out there that's going to be like, bring it.
Yeah,
bring it.
Right. So just a matter of either you try to work with them and figure out, okay, well, what don't you like about this project? They don't. All you said is that they maybe have other ideas, or what is their big complaint? That we already have too many people in the area already? Or
no, they feel like, again, according to this one guy, Skip, that this property shouldn't be used for that. We should be looking at turning it into a park or developing it for housing. And it's like, for who?
Right.
You got to have people in the area. And I'm going to fall back on, this was the site of a phosphate processing plant. This is not, who's going to pay for that remediation? Well, taxpayer.
Or is the
boat company willing to pay for it if you let them build their plant there? Mm-hmm. I mean, how, again, in this particular instance, how does this possibly hurt the city of North Charleston in any way, shape? It's a win for them all the way across the board. And you're going to have a couple naysayers that are going to tank this. And we had business owners in the area where we were looking at building our new manufacturing plant. And they were really, really upset, not with us, but with these other people that started showing up and, you know, well, sure, we don't want that in our area, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, they had already been counting the money.
Yeah. Well, like I said, take them out on a booze cruise, get them all liquored up, and then, you know, talk some sense into them. Like, okay, let us build our thing or you're gonna swim back to shore.
Captain St. Patrick's going to have a talk with you.
Oh,
Captain
boy, Saint Patrick. Look out.
Good. He likes that name now.
Just that threat of having to talk to Captain Patrick would be enough incentive, I think.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network. Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
We now return to Night Boat, the crime-solving boat.
Faster, Night Boat. We've got to catch those starfish poachers.
You don't have to yell, Michael. I'm all around you. Oh, no, they're headed for land.
We'll never catch them now.
Incorrect. Look, a canal.
Oh, Night Boat, go!
Oh, every week there's a canal.
Or an inlet.
Or a fjord.
Quiet! I will not hear another word against the boat.
I was young, I was dry, but to sail I would go. 1 hour on the water, I was soaked down below. Though I tried, I couldn't hide from my mother's piercing view. But all she would say was, a big boy like you. Wet before,
wet before,
wet behind,
wet behind.
We're the members of the Wet Pants Club.
Get a little pissed here.
Wet before,
wet before,
wet behind,
wet behind.
We're the members of the Wet Pants Club.
This is the World of Boating. It is St. Patrick's Day weekend. The Wet Pants Club might be in your future this weekend. It just kind of goes with the territory. You know, if you're not the captain, you're out on the boat celebrating, having a bit too much to drink, you know, just remember, sometimes the marine head gets filled up, right, right, Barry?
I wouldn't know.
Yes, you do. Don't lie. He doesn't bother even to make his way to the marine head. He just lets it go wherever he sits. And he's part of the
Wet Pants Club. That's what Gatorade bottles are for. Yeah. Gatorade bottles are for that.
Okay. Never accept a drink from Barry the Boater.
That's right.
Make a mental note of that.
Could be lemonade or it could be something else.
Okay, that's enough. That is enough. So Captain St. Patrick with us as well. And my brother-in-law is in the studio with us today. Yay. Captain Brian from up north. He has a boat up there in Michigan. So, you know, it's we got a full crew navigating the latest boating news and information. So, I don't know. Where do you want to pick up this story that you were throwing out there, Patrick?
Well, I think we're done with that one. What I was hoping to do was bring Brian into the fold here and, you know, discuss what steps he takes to get his boat ready for the boating season up in the upper Midwest. Does he have any tips, tricks, things like that? I mean, I often talk about, you know, taking this opportunity to put your boat on a diet. You know, it's a great opportunity before the boating season to run through it. See if you got any unnecessary gear that's accumulated the past season or stuff that you just haven't used. And, you know, lately I've had some issues with some customers of our yachts where they've had the boat for a year, year and a half, and now it's listing to port or it's listing to starboard. And I kind of got to take them through some specific steps to determine the cause of the static list. Oftentimes, it has turned out to be that they've added equipment to the boat, or they have forgotten, because we do a phenomenal job with storage, in creating storage areas, that, oh, I forgot I put that 90-pound toolbox in this storage area.
Yeah, what do you think, Brian? Does your boat, did it gain weight in the boat season last year?
No, I'm a minimalist.
You're a minimalist.
So, I keep it to the bare minimum. Nothing I don't need goes on the boat.
You kind of have your own boating Nutrisystem plan.
Yeah.
All right.
I stay pretty organized.
All right. Well, that's good. And then you have a boat guy that takes care of it during the winter months.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Is there any maintenance and that kind of stuff that you do while it's up on the hard there?
Well, it varies. I mean,
yeah.
Probably it's like after every few years, you know, you got to do a few things here and there. Canvas needs to be replaced.
But you've got a guy. You don't do it yourself.
Most of it. You do it yourself? I try to do some of it
myself. So you turn it into like a weekend warrior type project?
The biggest problem is like during the wintertime, no.
Yeah.
It's like they're packed in like sardines. Yeah, there is no room to do anything. No, allow.
Okay.
No polishing, none of that inside. No oil change.
But you do a whole winterization type thing once you put it in, right before you put it in the storage.
You got to kind of do it just before. Actually, when it's coming out pretty soon, I'm going to have them stage it so I can get down to my yearly buffing.
Ah.
Can't wait.
So what will that entail? You take it out, put it on the hard where you get some more space, and then go?
Put it outside where you can get out the old buffer and go to work.
Yeah, and then you find somebody like Barry the boater, like, hey, Barry, come on over.
Yeah,
I just want to hang.
Say, will you work for beer?
Yeah,
beer.
See,
pizza.
Barry's game.
Wait, you got to add pizza to that.
Pizza and beer.
Huh? Hey, if somebody wants to come over and help for pizza and beer, I'm game.
Yeah,
I mean it's all cheap. Right.
But you are kind of a do-it-your-own.
I try to do as much as I can myself. You know?
Yeah. All right. So you buff it out, give it a nice new wax job.
Yep.
Is that the main thing?
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Just like make it shine.
Gotcha.
I know there's some other things that people recommend, but I don't know. It's like, depends on who you talk to.
Right. So. All right. Do you get roped in by other boaters and like, hey, Brian, while you're at it, you know, can you come over and help me out with mine?
No.
Okay.
There's a lot of people that they're like me. They don't want to do it. They just want to have fun. They pay somebody else to do it during the week. If they can't do it themselves, it's like, get somebody to do it.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So. Got money to burn. Why not?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, that's how he handles it. It doesn't sound like he has any issues that with some of these boating friends you're talking about, Patrick. I don't know. What do you think? Yeah.
Well, it's not necessarily boating friends. I refer to them as customers.
Okay.
You know, the people who keep our company afloat.
Friends is a very strong word. I understand.
Yeah.
It is an opportune time, especially, again, like I said, in Northeast, Upper Midwest, to take that time before the boating season starts. Boat's been laid up in storage, and run through your boat and make sure that it, you know, to your brother-in-law's point there, you know, Brian, that, you know, he's a minimalist. That is awesome, especially when it comes to boating. Less clutter, less things to have to worry about, less things to maintain.
Right.
Unfortunately, most boaters don't ascribe to that particular lifestyle, and the boat tends to gain stuff over the course of the season. Then it's usually a mad dash at the end of the season because you're trying to squeeze every last opportunity, but you've got your date when your boat's got to come out, because then they, as Brian said, they are going to pack them in like sardines. Mm-hmm. So the boat comes out when the boat comes out, and it goes back in when, you know, they determine that date, because they've got, you're just one of 100 or 1,000 that they're processing through their facility that they've got to get stored, winterized, and ready for that winter nap, if you will.
Right.
So taking the beginning of the season, going through your boat and just making sure, you know, you don't have any extraneous gear on board, and making sure that, you know, your fire extinguisher is up to date. It's good. It's got a full charge. Your life jackets are in decent shape. You got your throw cushion, all that great stuff. But more importantly, if you've got an onboard fire extinguishing system, have that inspected every year. More often than not, I get customers that call, and what it does is when that fire bottle goes bad, it will deactivate the blower system. And the call that I'll get is, my blowers don't work. And the first thing I'll have them do is go down and check the fire bottle. Because if that fire bottle has expired, if it no longer has a charge, the module there is not going to allow the contact to be made, and the blowers will not work at all.
So there's a pressure switch of some type on the fire bottle?
Yes. It's wired directly to the blowers, so that if that discharges, the blowers are deactivated.
Okay.
So it can't evacuate the chemical, right, nor can it allow, as we're expelling, obviously there's going to be an opposite reaction, which is inflow, which would help do what? Feed the fire.
So they don't have what do they use for their fire suppression now? It used to be halon. Do they still?
I'd have to go in and look at that. Unfortunately, I mean, still within the industry, everybody just lovingly refers to them as halon. But you're right. Halon is no longer available. I'd have to look up, what we use is Fireboy from Zintex, who also does CO detectors and smoke detectors.
Is it a CO2 or is it a dry chemical?
It is a dry chemical, I believe.
Okay. And just pressurized. All right.
Yeah. Well, for St. Patrick's Day, Barry, I think on your boat, don't you have like a little leprechaun that just blows when you tell them, like, we got a fire incident? It's running around the... Yeah, I thought you told me that once.
No.
What the
Over heck?
That was
beer.
None of those.
Little leprechaun boating
having.
Buddy. you know who I'm talking about.
A little leprechaun. Okay. Yeah. You say
somebody's
so.
Been hitting it already.
Little chick Jorny. Well, it is a holiday. It's St. Patrick's.
Yeah. Drink up.
So we got to finish on that disturbing note. So we will. Remember, till next time, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Goodbye, Captain St. Patrick.
Avast there! Come back here, you barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.